Our guest at the cafe with us this morning is Jim Anderson of the A&M Commerce Theater faculty. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
And you have a guest with you today.
Yes, I'd like to introduce our guest director for this summer. His name is Jim McCoy. He's one of our alumni, and he's come back to finish up that master's degree.
Good. Jim McCoy, welcome.
Good morning.
And the summer presentation of the University Playhouse is Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro. The play opens Tuesday night in the University Playhouse, but this is what you describe as a heartwarming comedy.
Yes, it is. Funny show and touching at the same time.
Yeah. Give me a little bit of, without giving too much away, give me a little bit of the premise or the plot.
Well, the play is set in New Jersey, and there's a 29-year-old marketing executive who lives in New York City who travels out every Sunday to have dinner with all four of his grandparents after his parents have moved away to Florida and his sister has moved to San Diego, and he's their only relative nearby. And he shows up there every Sunday religiously for Sunday dinner. One Thursday, he's offered a promotion at work and is being given the chance of a great opportunity in Seattle. And he's come over to break the news to his grandparents that he is also going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm. And they don't take it so well.
And they absolutely do not. And that's where the comedy ensues as they try desperately to get him to stay.
Uh-huh. Good. You know, this is something that I guess a lot of people have gone through over the years.
Well, it's something I'm dreading going through. It won't be very long until my own daughter will be leaving home for graduate school, and she wants to go to Seattle.
Right. Talk a little bit about directing a comedy.
It was Edmund Gwenn, classically trained British actor. Most people remember him as playing Santa Claus on Miracle on 34th Street. But supposedly on his deathbed, someone asked him how he was doing, and he said, "Dying is easy. Comedy is difficult."
Right, exactly. So directing comedy, bringing it out of people to be funny on stage in front of an audience, not an easy task.
Oh, it's always about the pacing, about the timing of the joke and getting just the right moment to deliver the funny part.
Yeah.
And that's the most difficult part about acting in a comedy. And as a director, keeping that pace going, you don't want it to go too fast so that the audience misses the joke. But because it's a heartwarming comedy, there's an awful lot of really fast-paced dialogue that gets us to that payoff moment. And then it re-racks and starts again and speeds up and slows down, and we laugh.
Yeah, and you have to do that as you go through rehearsals without an audience and that reaction. That's a hard aspect of it, too.
Yeah, and on that first couple of audiences, it's still them helping us get that timing down, because we know what's funny to us, but to the audience, what are they going to see as funny? And sometimes the audience will laugh at things you never even expected that you thought were funny at all. Mm-hmm. They're just normal moments in the show.
Go with it.
And we have, as actors, we have to take that time to know when to pause, when to let the audience have their laugh and not run on them.
Yeah, good.
What I've discovered as an actor is that if you come back with your next line before they're finished laughing, or until the laughter at least peaks, they stop laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be very careful to time it in just such a way that they can go ahead and enjoy the comedy and then move the play forward.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jim Anderson and Jim McCoy with the A&M Commerce Theater program, and the production of Over the River and Through the Woods is starting Tuesday night.
That's correct.
And we'll go through the dates and the times and so forth before we're done. This is a rather small cast.
It is. It's a pretty strong ensemble cast of six. Nobody really has a larger part than anyone else, and they have to work together as that ensemble to pull the show off.
And Jim, you have a role, Jim Anderson.
Yes, I was rather surprised.
You're playing the young executive, are you?
No, not quite. I was typecast as a grandfatherly type. However, my native Texan dialect is having to changed a bit.
As always, this starts on a Tuesday night and carries through the weekend.
Yes, from Tuesday through Saturday, the performances are at 8 p.m., and then on Sunday, there's a 3 p.m. matinee performance. If folks want to join us for opening night, We have a traditional little wine and cheese soiree after the performance, just as a way of saying thank you for coming out for opening.
Right. Jim Anderson, Jim McCoy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark. We appreciate it.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.